Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now listen, look, we are in the midst of January at this point, 9 days in. I think we've all had a bit of time to get our heads around the fact that it's a brand new year and we're putting plans in place for things that we want to do, things we want to achieve this year. Call them resolutions or not, whatever label you want to put on them. For a lot of people, they want to save money, and that's absolutely valid. I would be the very same too. New research from Sky Mobile is actually suggesting that there's one easy way of saving money that most people kind of just forget or they ignore, and that is switching mobile providers. So apparently only 1 in 10 people say that they plan to switch this year, even though most would admit that if they found a really good deal elsewhere, they'd probably move. In fact, for many of us, we will stay with the same mobile provider for 5 years or more. But some people actually say that they have never switched at all. And I am one of them. I have had the same phone number for my entire life, the same prefix. So probably about 16 years, maybe. I think there's a good explanation as well as to how people get their phone numbers in the first place. Like, for example, the reason why I have my phone prefix and the reason why I went to my provider was because of my mother. Sometimes it's kind of passed down in generations, isn't it, a bit? So my mom would have been with Meteor when I was getting my first phone. So then, hence, I also went with Meteor, who then turned into Air. And I'm still with them today. How did you get your phone number and your prefix? Is it something similar? Maybe it was the cool network to be on at the time. Or maybe you were with a provider that actually no longer exists. Like a Meteor. Like an O2. Ah, those were the days, right? Are you loyal to your phone network? Or will you kind of run around if there's a deal going? And again, won't judge for that. I get it. We're all saving money in 2026, right? Funnily enough as well, I have a belief, right? And I've always had this belief that I feel that your phone prefix actually says a lot about the person that you are. So whether you're an 083, you're an 085, you're an 087, an 086, an 089, I feel like it has a lot to say about you. 98FM, Friday morning, Leanne Hanifin with you. And we're chatting about your mobile phone prefixes, right? And maybe you're someone who kind of likes to jump between the mobile providers. Nothing wrong with it, but as Dee has texted in on 0877 98 98 98, as kind of a reminder, she says you can change provider and keep your number. So keep that in mind. But asking you, who was your first mobile provider? You can get in touch on text or WhatsApp right now. Brian is in Tala this morning. He says, have my number years. My first phone was with ESAT Digiphone. It was an 088 and now it's 086. Brian, thank you for that. I think a lot of people will be reminiscing over that phone provider now this morning. And maybe you have the same phone number all this time, like Anto.
Both myself and my wife got matching phones when we first got mobiles, the flip type. And we have kept our same numbers for all these years, about 30 years.
I love it. And Anto, I said that I am the very same as well. I've always been the same network. I was with Meteor when it was Meteor back in the day. It's now Air, again, for reasons because of my family. If one person in the family is on it, chances are all the family are, and you get that provider too, by default, essentially. I also said a couple of minutes ago, right, and claimed that I think your mobile prefix actually says a lot about you and the person that you are. So let's see if any of these apply to you, right? So think about your phone prefix, whether you're 083, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. And tell me if it's reflective of you. If you are 083, you're pure, gentle, and chronically confused by alarms. You absolutely mean to be on time, but somehow never are. Friends tell you that an event starts an hour earlier just so that you'll arrive vaguely on schedule. And a large chunk of them have emigrated to Australia and returned and got the new number with 083. Is that you? 085 then, you have youthful energy with the wisdom of someone who's seen too much. You somehow know everything that's going on. Office gossip, relationship drama, who's leaving next, but never reveal your sources. If you're 086, you're ambitious, focused, slightly intimidating. Your handshake could seal a business deal, and your Americano is always dangerously hot. And you say things like, let's circle back, without irony. 087s then. You are pure chaos, in the best way though. Loud, bold, and allergic to staying in. You say, sure, why not? Far too often, and absolutely mean it. And somehow, ending up in Copperface Jack's on a random Tuesday night with people that you met 20 minutes earlier. And finally, the 089s. Is this you? A true wild card. You zig when everyone else zags. Rules are more like suggestions to you. You take risks that other people would not even consider. But you also occasionally kind of miss the punchline and need the joke explained. You're unpredictable, slightly baffling, but never boring. Is it reflective of you? You can let me know. 087 798 9898. And we are an 087, which means we're pure chaos.
98. Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM.
Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
She is here and ready to give us all of the showbiz gossip. It's Entertainment Era.
Hello. Well, we had some exciting news this morning because at 5 o'clock, Bruno Mars dropped his first track off his new album.
Okay, what's it called?
It is called I Just Might.
Ooh, can we have a listen to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I've never listened. We're all doing a first listen right now. Let's do it. I love that.
It's very Bruno.
It's very Bruno, but his music is very funky. Like, when I was listening to that there, like, my head was bopping, my toe was tapping. That's kind of his vibe with his music, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And he's kind of gone for that kind of 80s, 70s vibe in the video, dancing all around. Just him dancing. It's very Jackson 5.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So this is the first single off of the album, which is coming out when?
We don't know, because he only announced it 2 days ago. He literally went onto Twitter and just said, the album's done. That was it.
Thanks,
don't need any more. But he did announce a tour yesterday.
Oh.
A world tour, but he's leaving out Ireland.
Oh, listen, don't they all? Like, what's that about? Guys, we're the best fun. Like, we're the best crack. Everyone who comes, and they, like, everyone in the music industry should talk to each other, and I'm sure that they do. And everyone that comes here will be like, Ireland is the best crowd ever. Tell that to Bruno Mars and tell him to come.
They don't want to spend their money just going across the pond. He's going over to England. He's going to Europe. He's going to America. But if you fancy going, the tickets are on sale on January 15th.
Okay, okay. Some people might want to make the trip.
Travel for Bruno.
I mean,
sounds like a plan, Leanne.
Sounds like a...
Let's book our tickets.
We're doing a holiday all of a sudden.
New year, new us.
Love that. And love that song. Moving along now, we are all kind of in the Traitors vibes at the moment.
Yes, it is everywhere. There's every single country's doing one.
Yeah.
I love it. If you haven't watched Traitors yet, go watch it, because
it's excellent.
We have a bit of an Irish twist going on in the US one, because Maura Higgins is after saying that she's going to be entering.
I saw this online.
Yes.
This is like wild.
It is wild, and she actually looks like a traitor. The whole outfit that she's wearing has a little cape on it. It's unreal, but she's out for blood. She is taking no prisoners.
I believe that about Maura Higgins, to be honest.
Yeah.
Will we have a little listen to this?
Yeah. I hope that I'm a traitor, and I hope to kill everyone one by one.
Someone comes for me at the round table. God love them.
Like, Maura Higgins is vicious, but in the best way possible.
There's going to be people crying.
She has to be a traitor. Please, to the producers, make her a traitor, because that is television that we all want to see.
I would love to see her go back onto Love Island, though.
What a reality show at a time.
I'm sorry. But if you fancy watching it, it is on Peacock.
Okay.
So if you want to pay for a new streaming service, go for it.
Listen, I feel like Maura Higgins is going to give us the television that we want, as in it will be worth the subscription.
Yeah.
If you do pay for it.
Pay that €7.
Oh, I hope she's a traitor in that. Okay, if she is, I might buy the subscription, so we'll wait to see about that. Finally then, this is kind of wild. It's also kind of borderline sad. The whole Beckham feud that's going on at the moment.
Will it ever stop?
Yeah.
No, it won't. Because it's only getting worse.
Oh, no.
So Brooklyn Beckham obviously isn't talking to his parents anymore. Now he's put legal action into the whole situation.
No.
Yeah, so now his parents can only talk to him through a lawyer.
What?
Yeah, if they want to say anything to him, go through my lawyer. Bizarre. Even worse, he's blocked Victoria and David on Instagram.
Okay.
Because Victoria liked one of his videos that was him making a chicken.
Sorry, just because you'd like someone's video on Instagram, like, sorry, not someone's, your son's you get blocked and you get blocked straight away.
He's like, please stop tagging me, stop liking my post. You're blocked, but you need to go through my lawyer.
He wants complete like disassociation from his family altogether.
Why?
Sad because it's clearly a little bit one-sided now. I'm sure at the start, you know, like Victoria and David were probably like, oh, listen, let him have his moment. He's taking a breather over there. And finally, you know, eventually he will actually come back around. But clearly not, because it's only getting worse.
Involved. Like, yeah. In fairness to him, I'm sorry to drop it. I have to say it. But he'd be nothing without his parents in the first place. So
you have to think about that. Yeah, you do. It's a good point. It is a good point.
He's been a photographer. That didn't work out. He's been a chef. That hasn't worked out. He's married a pretty lady. That's kind of working out. But now he's blocked his family.
But let me give you a scenario really quickly, right? If anything was to happen with his marriage, right? He's married to Nicola Pels Beckham now, as she's going double barrel. Who would he turn to? If that relationship fell apart, obviously touch wood, it doesn't. You know, we want him to be happy and stuff like that, and I'm sure he is at the moment. Like, his family, like, wouldn't you automatically go to your family?
I think that they might welcome him back with open arms. They're probably like, oh, he was just in a weird marriage. It's fine. Ooh. That's where it all... Because it did go weird after the marriage.
It did. Yeah. Very, very weird. Yeah. So legal action. Wow.
I know.
That's a major step in all of this.
It's also very expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah. It's the Beckham's pet. They have the money. Entertainment Libra, thank you so much for bringing us all the showbiz this morning on 98 FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.